This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. There she is, Sia. Giorgio Moroder, Deja Vu.
Oh, apparently she's got problems with her voice, Anna Murphy.
Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Anna Murphy.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Shay. Good morning, Joysters. Yes. Interestingly enough.
Well, if you sing like that, you would, wouldn't you?
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
I know. As a diving coach, I know how she feels.
Well, I need to just. I've got a personal message for Sia.
Yes.
Sweetheart, when you're singing like you do in I'm Alive.
Mm. Oh, God, yes.
We're where you sound like you're actually having your vocal cords ripped out one by one by a
Yeti. She sounds like she's been tortured.
Doesn't
maybe
she?
Water tortured or something like that.
That's not a song you can perform a lot, love.
It's not. 23
but
minutes.
But maybe she just wants to take care of the fact that she really just wants to songwrite and doesn't want to be famous. So if I go out spectacularly.
Just bust a vocal cord on stage.
They just explode into 1,000 pieces.
I wonder if she's got a nodule problem.
Apparently she didn't sing very well at Jennifer Aniston's.
Can you tweet her this morning and find out from Adele, not Adele, what's her name? Sia. She's got a,
we're mixing them up here today.
She's got a nodule problem.
She might have.
Anyway, good morning, welcome. Hey, good show last week from you and our producer, Tim.
Oh, thank you.
I listened the whole time, actually.
He is
you
here.
Thought I was
He's
on a plane, but I wasn't.
At the moment.
Yes, good morning.
Good show. Good really morning. Good.
You're like...
Very proud of you both.
You're like sort of... like I won't say God, but you're like kind of big brother. Oh, you are my big brother. Oh, that works.
Where are you going with this?
No, but I mean like you're always listening. Like,
yeah, no, I'm always
That was spectacularly bad timing on my part last week.
I know, when you were bagging up Bieber.
Yeah, oh...
And because of that, this morning I'm going to play two Bieber tracks.
Of course you are. Excellent. And
which have been banned from the station for some reason. Can anyone tell me why it's been banned? Anyway.
I would like to say, though, because I know how you were talking last week about him being incredibly lazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm jumping on board a bit with you, Dean. It's good music, right?
Yeah, and you worked true laziness. You worked with Anna last week. You would see what that's about.
I wasn't going to go there.
Half of my Belieber heart just fell off and turned into a middle finger. Look at that.
Oh, dear. But it was only such a visual gag.
Isn't it? Yeah.
What I was going to say, though, is I watched his clips over the last weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, he's not in them.
No.
Lazy.
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 Isn't it? See?
Actually, can I just say, too, it was on the American Music Awards a couple of weeks ago.
Did he storm off mid-performance?
No, I just found the whole performance a bit lazy.
Lazy. I was just thinking, Mika wouldn't be somebody who would shy away from embracing Christmas.
Oh, don't be fooled.
Really?
I don't know. Just because he sings happy songs doesn't mean he's not.
No. Do you know what? In my head, I think that he lives in like a house that resembles Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Yes,
don't
I think
you?
You're,
just like,
I think
like
you're
lots
much
of
right.
candles and. So
yeah, anyway, sorry.
There's a place in Melbourne's northeast.
St. Helena.
Yes.
It's quite famous, actually.
Become famous.
For its Christmas lights.
They light up the place.
Yeah, but they don't only light up the place. Every house is done amazing. Like, it costs these people a lot of money
to do
it.
A lot of money and time.
Lights and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, very, very popular. I've been, actually.
It's great.
Fabulous.
It's once a year, people.
Mm. Where you apparently there's troubled waters in St. Helena.
Grinchy McGrinch Grinch. There's a neighbour that's complained.
I can't say his name.
Julian DeVince. No, that's the one with the lights. The man that complained was a Mr. Martin.
Oh, of course
he's
it
in
is.
Today's paper.
Of course it is.
He wants to set the
Sounds
record straight.
Grumpy. Sounds grumpy.
Because apparently the council has permitted this to go ahead.
Yep.
But they almost didn't because they received a letter of complaint from said Mr. Martin who wanted to
say,
do you know
about?
When it gets busy with everyone coming in the street, you can't turn into your driveway with enough time and a girl nearly got hit. Well, I'm suggesting you, Mr. Martin, check your eyesight. And
maybe
just,
put some floodlights in your driveway.
Because it sounds to me like you're the one that nearly... Ren, I didn't read this article properly.
Are you telling us that now? That you said I've got this great story to tell.
No, it is a good story.
Yeah, but where's it going, though?
What? No, it's not going. Well, it was going.
We often learn about starts, middle, and endings in stories. And that one sort of,
but I'm just making stuff up.
I hate to be the Grinch, but you just stuff that up completely.
So as we were discussing in this hard-hitting article.
Part two.
Because I've read it now. Anyway, Mr. Martin had a complaint because apparently...
Do you want to recap on the story?
There's a very famous street in North...
St. Helena,
there you go. And they light it up like a bloody Christmas display every year, don't they? And it's lovely.
Better than the Maya window.
It's much better than the Maya window. Yeah. So people go, they flock, it gets busy in the streets once a year.
It's once a year. It's one day. It's one, oh, not one day. It actually goes for a little bit, actually. But anyway,
today, so it's a few weeks.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's okay. I don't care. I don't live there.
Yeah.
The point about this is it's nice. It's pretty. People like it.
Yes.
Except for Grinchy McGrinch.
Yeah.
Mr. Martin, who wrote a complaint letter and nearly got the whole thing shut down.
Right.
And in it, he was forced to write the letter, he says, because when the street becomes busy from all the traffic, you're not given much time to turn into your driveway, and a young girl was nearly hit due to sitting in the dark. Well, as Tim and I discussed in the break, if the traffic is at a standstill, you got heaps of time to get into your driveway.
And why is this girl sitting in the dark? And where's her parents?
Well, clearly...
What's going on?
No, this
maybe
is
he's
the
got
point.
A point.
No, the point is, if she's sitting in the dark, there's not enough lights in there.
Yeah, actually, more lights. More Christmas lights.
So, bah humbug to you.
Yeah.
What I'd like to know...
Yeah.
Just as a side to that, who's Grinchy out there?
Oh. Actually, I reckon we've got a few because, you know, we get abused quite a bit on the show. And I would say that there's probably, we've got a handful of Grinches out there.
Yeah.
If you really hate Christmas, because like there was an article that you sent us, actually. I don't know whether we've got that today.
Yes, about Grinches, I think we did. Yes. Yeah, we do.
Am I having deja vu? Have we done that?
No.
Anyway.
We're doing
You know, about are you a Grinch?
Yeah, how Grinchy
are
you?
You can test your Grinchness. You can test it. And it said, if you're a Grinch, do you shop on Christmas Eve? And are you glad it's over by 4 o'clock in the afternoon the next day? And I'm like, yes.
That is you.
Is that like a Grinch? No, I love the celebration, but I just can't be bothered.
Look, I'm not a fan of Christmas carols in November.
Oh, God, I heard Justin Bieber's...
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Did you download that one?
No, on some other radio station yesterday afternoon. Now, I'm back in with Biebs, but when he belts out Christmas jingles, I really hate them. Anyway.
I'm Grinch on carols.
Yeah, you're a Grinch on carols.
I'm Grinch on carols because I work in retail, so I've got to do it 24/7.
Yeah.
We were putting up the Christmas tree the other day and... my partner loves carols. So I was like, better put something on. So I put on South Park, Mr. Hanky's Christmas album.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what I can
do.
That's
acceptable.
You can do that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I want to hear from people, though.
If
you're a Grinch, let us know. 0427JOY949. Honor or joy.
We're going to celebrate you.
We might have a prize to actually give you to cheer you up, you miserable sack of...
Do they deserve it, though?
Whatever.
Do they deserve presents?
I don't know. Maybe that's the thing. Oh, well, hang on. If you're feeling down and blue and nasty and quite vile, a little present might cheer you up. Might make you feel good.
Fair enough. But then are we trying to entice them to not be Grinchy or are they just allowed to be a Grinch and they get a present for that anyway?
Well, let us know. 0427JOY949. Tell us what actions over Christmas make you a Grinch.
Tom from Werribee said, I refuse to put up decorations. They're revolting.
Mm.
Oh, strong words. Strong words. This really brings the passionate side, the hatred out, doesn't it? Nurse Jones has said, I hate Christmas. Mm. I hate the commercialism. And I hate the way people who don't want to celebrate this rubbish are bullied and called horrid names, like Grinch, laugh out loud. Thank you, Nurse Jones.
Thanks, Nurse Jones.
And this one came through from Al, who says... I'm not sure if I'm considered a Grinch, but below is a copy of an email I sent to my CEO yesterday. Surprisingly, no response yet. What do you think?
I love this.
And so I will read said email. It says, a number of appalling Christmas decorations magically appeared in the office over the course of the day. This includes a cardigan-clad bear with no pants and a stoned expression. I suspect some elves were the culprits. Unfortunately, a number of said decorations met with an untimely and sudden end, a.k.a. headfirst into the rubbish bin. If for some reason you are attached to these treasures, I will happily reimburse you as their lives have been permanently and irrevocably, I can't say the word, ended. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Al.
Do you know what, Al?
You are a Grinch, Al.
I think you're a front runner at the moment. I tell you who is a bit Grinchy. The people that have complained about Maya's latest ad.
Yes.
Which depicts a lovely little elf and a reindeer and it's Denise Scott's the angel and Reese Nicholson is the voice of the
friend
reindeer.
Friend of Murphy's Law, yes, he came
friend
in.
Friend of good, Murphy's good Law, very funny boy. But There's been people that have taken to social media declaring that it's offensive, and this one in particular.
Hang on a sec. Hang on a sec. These are little cartoon characters, and it's all really cutesy.
Yeah, have we got the ad so that
Do you want to play it? I'll play it. Hang on.
Got television.
Hang on.
Hi, everyone.
Well, this is just great. Now Mouse is here too.
Oh, there's a mouse.
There's a mouse.
Gifts to buy. Don't get your knickers in a twist.
They're tights.
Okay. Tights.
Oh, cute.
Tights.
You've always been very brave in the fashion department.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's a little bit fabulous, isn't it?
Oh. Okay, we need to focus. List at the ready. Let's
that's when they
look at that.
See the store. It's a gorgeous
Children
ad.
Would be absolutely just in awe of that.
It's beautiful. That's it makes beautiful. People happy. My mum, for one, loves it.
Anyway,
people have got all cranky and decided that
bloody
it's
trolls.
Offensive.
Bloody Grinches and trolls.
This one at Butterlegs tweeted, is it just me or is the reindeer on the Meyer ad overtly stereotypical and offensive?
What? What do you mean? What about?
Well, because there's somebody else that said something about
the list.
Is the creepy reindeer in the new Meyer ad meant to be some horrible archaic stereotype of a gay person? Because if so, do they know it's 2015?
Oh, my God.
So Reese has responded to that one, nah.
Yeah, good on you.
And then
don't bring too
the
much
response to that was, it's not clever or endearing. I found it insulting. It's Mr. Humphreys as a reindeer, to which Reese Nicholson said, well, it's just actually what my voice sounds like. And we all know that because he's
been in the show. But it's endearing.
And then
it's fabulous.
This guy's continuing on at Reese Nicholson. The ad perpetuates a false stereotype of gay men as effeminate, lispy and loving women's fashion. I expect better of Maya.
Oh, my God.
To which Reese has followed up and said, at Muddy Hoof, maybe I'll use my paycheck to get my offensive voice fixed.
Oh,
then.
Good on you.
Good on you, Reese.
Come on, fight back.
Fighting back for the Grinches of the world.
I had a lovely 3 months working with the Australian Conservation Foundation.
Yes, you did, didn't you?
Running events for them all over the countryside.
We didn't hear about that a lot at all.
Very busy. Anyway, last week we had the final one in Sydney. And I didn't choose the venue, by the way. I just want to make sure that everyone's aware of that. I didn't choose the venue.
That's okay.
Because I'm in Melbourne. Someone else chose the venue for this one. Anyway, we rocked up there on Wednesday night.
But you'd previously been in Perth. We heard about that disaster.
Anyway, so get to Sydney and rock up at this place, which is meant to be beautiful. From the photo, it looked beautiful. When I got there, I thought, because you got to understand, these are all life members and stuff of the Australian Conservation Foundation for the 50th birthday. So it's the Grey Army.
Big.
It's the Grey Army.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
And I thought, I took one look at the place and thought, I'm taking them to a crack den.
Oh, dear. Like,
it looks like an underground recovery venue.
Oh, no.
Right? Seriously. Honestly, it looked.
Oh,
that's
dear.
What I thought. I thought if we have a smoke machine in here and a few lights, pretty lights, it'll be, So that was, but no one kind of complained. We decked it out with balloons and whatever, and I thought, well, we can overshadow it, make it a little dark and do it up and put some candles around and whatever. Look great. Anyway, so that was great. But then they had a problem with the AV and audio stuff. Like at the start.
This seems to happen a bit.
Yeah, it does. Anyway.
What would danger this conference?
We kind of figured it all out. Right? And we got it sorted. And special guest was Peter Garrett from Midnight Oil doing a little talk in front of 200 people.
And anyway, he'd been down in Melbourne, hadn't he?
Yeah.
The previous one.
Yeah, but the venue owner had sort of somehow stuffed up the lighting and taken the lights out. So the only light we had on Peter Garrett was from the projector screen. All right.
So
which was, you know, it was okay because it was a white light. We found a visual on the screen that we could shine on him. So it looks sort of like a spotlight.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, halfway through Peter Garrett's speech, the cord of the projector must have, I don't know, something happened to it. Anyway, Home and Away came on.
Oh, dear.
And so Alf Stewart was on Peter Garrett's face the whole time.
Oh.
The whole time the rest of the speech was taking place. He didn't know about it, but the crowd are like wetting themselves.
Okay, hang on. You told me the week before as well that you took a photo with him under a green light and he looked like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
This has not gone well.
No, it's not gone well. Not gone well. So anyway, Peter made it through his speech and I thought, what else could go wrong? What don't you do at a Greenies event? What's the number one thing that you don't do at a Greenies event ever?
I would say throw plastic at them.
Provide them with a whole bunch of meat platters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh dear.
All right. So they're all vegetarian.
That's the wrong audience.
And we'd organised for this whole thing to be vegetarian. Anyway, out came the calamari, the meat pizzas.
Oh, calamaris are. Oh, meat pizzas are.
No
okay.
one's eating a lot. No one was eating a lot.
Oh, dear.
It was a bit of a disaster.
Oh, dog.
Yeah.
Did they have a nice time?
Well, I think they did.
Did Peter
they
Garrett have... dance?
Well, no, he should have.
He
would have taken the focus off Alf Stewart.
I like the fact that at the first function that you did where he was there, you actually told him the microphone.
Well, I had the microphone and I said, the big one we had, there was like 600 people, and I said to him, okay, so you're about to go on. Okay, you want to hold the mic just about that far away from your mouth and just watch out for the speaker as you go onto the stage because you might fall into the hole. And he goes, I've done this before.
Yeah!
I was like, oh no.
Yes, he did.
You are Peter Garrett.
Yes,
anyway,
he did.
We never have that problem with Justin Bieber.
Oh, he wouldn't turn up?
No. I was listening last week. You guys were talking about Courtney Barnett.
Yes. That's right. We did an ARIA rundown.
Like you did an ARIA rundown. I was like, who the hell is Courtney Barnett?
Well, that was our question.
She's won all
too.
These awards
she
and stuff.
Well, she got like, nominated for everything. She took out a couple of them.
Best female, best independent release, whatever. And I'm like, who the hell is it? I Googled it.
And her album.
And it came up.
Her album is called Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit.
No, oh, well, at least, yeah, stay the obvious. But I had to Google it. I was inspired to do that at the airport last week. And then I latched onto Courtney's Barnett's song called Depreston.
Well, quite frankly, I was given the challenge to go and listen to the album. I can't get past Depreston. We're going to play a little bit of Depreston for you now.
Yeah, just have... No, seriously, pull the car over and have a little listen to this.
Heaven.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops.
Good God.
I love it. It's good.
Now we got that percolator.
She's got a percolator.
Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week.
Which is important, because if you're going to be a homeowner.
We drive to a house.
As you do out in Preston.
Yes, you do.
A man with his hand in a bag.
Thief.
Was it? Do you think? I thought his hand was in the bag.
How's that? Stealing stuff.
First impression.
It's not a great first impression.
No. This place not if you're moving it. Depressing. Oh, it's not that depressing. I've been to Preston.
Morning bungalow in a cul-de-sac.
There you go. There you go.
There you go. There's a little bit of it's Courtney Barnett. I don't know.
Congratulations, Courtney, because you've come out of the woodwork for me.
She wrote that song on the way to Preston, didn't she?
I think
like,
so, yeah.
Seriously, not a bad effort.
But it's made it to the album. I love that.
I love that too.
It's a very well-known... People around here love it, so I, you know...
Predominantly more the girls around Joy love it than anything else.
Maybe we could do a Bieber and Depreston. Vote,
what?
Vote. You, if you actually vote yes. for both,
yeah.
you get...
What
double
do you get?
The points. I don't know. Oh, we got a petition.
What a great game that
that's
is.
That's it. Chris Jamison, we want Bieber and Courtney Barnett.
I'd like
Depreston.
To hear from some of the Courtney Barnett
remix.
Fans. I mean, because if
Seventh
I was...
Heaven remix?
Seventh Heaven remix.
Sounds a bit depressing though, doesn't it? I don't know whether I'd bash that out if I was at home.
Oh, it's relaxing. And I
wonder what she she's angry about moving there.
She does. No, it doesn't sound happy at all.
Did she move there with a girlfriend? She must have.
I don't know though, because... It's kind of inspired me. I'm moving to Romsey. I might write a song about that.
We might cheer you up a little bit because that was actually quite depressing. Depreston. Lots of messages coming through about Depreston from
yes.
Courtney Barnett.
It's our new favourite. So I think that should be the Murphy's Law theme song.
Lyrically brilliant,
lyrically,
isn't it?
It is.
She
indeed.
Wrote it in the car, obviously, on the way to Preston. Girlfriend must have been looking for some investment properties out there. Didn't go nice, did it?
No,
there's people robbing stuff. It's all in the song.
It is indeed.
Conrad sent through a message.
Morning rat bags. I think Depreston is awesome.
Good on you.
And this one says from Warwick and from Hobart. Said that Preston song is hilarious. I was transported straight back to my hometown of Melbourne. I'm off for a short black. Bye.
Oh, see ya. Talking about coffees, because she mentions in the song that she actually saves $23 from moving out to Preston.
And we've just done the figures. Oh, hang on. We've got Tim's microphone off. We've just done the figures because there is an article in the paper about what coffee costs.
Yes.
And we went for the closest suburb I'm picking is Coburg. So they're saying roughly $357.
What are they saying? $357.
$357, 7 days a week. She's saving $24.99.
Oh, so she's actually saving more.
But probably 23 fit in the song.
When did you write the song?
About a year and a half ago.
Oh, see, it might have been a little bit cheaper back then. Inflation and stuff.
Exactly.
Geez, where I live is pretty expensive.
Tell you what, $4.50 for a coffee. I'm glad I don't drink this stuff anymore.
Remember when you could get a large pizza for $4.50? Now you can't even get a cup of coffee.
Oh, God, when was that? Bendigo, $3.71. What? Oof. Actually, I think she's got a point. Let's move to Preston.
Let's write songs.
That's not depressing at all. That's exciting. That's actually economic sense.
Nick sent through a message that said, hey, Murphs.
He did indeed. He said, just got to say, after working in Preston for 12 months, I am depressed. Laugh out loud.
That's in reference to Courtney Barnett's song, Depressant.
Depress on.
Depress on.
Just press on anyway, Dom.
I feel like we've given Preston a bit of a bad rap this
morning. Yeah, I do too. I feel a bit sorry for the people that live there. So what we did is we Googled things to do in Preston.
Do you feel sorry because they live there, or do you feel sorry that we've bagged them out?
Well, let's find out, shall we? After the list. There's the top five vegetarian meals in Melbourne. Are in Preston.
Oh, that's pretty good.
We've got Brown Bear Cafe. Apparently that's affordable and irresistible food. 9 women's fitness classes that don't suck, including roller derby.
Yes.
Derby. Melbourne's biggest steaks.
Yes.
Satisfy the meatiest appetite.
Sounding good so far.
The Christmas Elves store.
Oh, that sounds
the
like
elves
a,
live in Preston.
Nah, it sounds like a $2 store, doesn't it?
Oh, dear. Good Brew Company, Brunswick. Well, that sounds good. That's in Brunswick, though. That's not Preston. Sorry, kids.
Where did that get on the page?
And then we've got the 86, a night tram on High Street.
So it's a tram that works at night on High Street.
I think so. Underneath the tagline says, tram lines might seem straightforward, but the 86 is wild.
Oh, good on you, Preston.
Good on you,
we
Preston.
We love you, Preston. Now, Anna Murphy, I saw this article in the paper this morning.
Yes.
I just need to read it. It's quite funny. Male songbirds use sexy syllables to serenade their way to a shag. The vocal range of a male songbird doesn't just excite the ladies, but it also physically fires up the sex organs. When the men hit their sexy syllables, the nerves of the female birds around the reproductive tract physically react and respond.
Oh, dear.
When Lucas, your new flame, sings to you at home disco night.
Oh, we're not going here, are we?
Do your ovaries do the cha-cha? Just want to sort of...
I don't really know whether he sings to me.
Doesn't he? Can he
just has to open me a beer.
Just the snap of the lid.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, I know, you can feel it, can't you? Oh, Sunday night, Akadaka.
Oh.
At Etihad Stadium. Worst place to get to, though. It's going to be terrible.
It's not often you hear
it's like
this.
70,000 bogans just trying to get into the one stadium.
It's terrible.
You don't hear that a lot on Joy.
No, you don't. No, you do not.
Nor probably should you.
No. God, no.
Anyway, I thought I'd bring it up just to give you a little bit of guitar playing as we sort of slice into the next article, which is Oscars are abuzz with Mad Max. Apparently, what? Mad Max, Fury Road.
Oh, dear.
Is earning a top Hollywood honour.
Oh dear!
Apparently, it might be in the mix to win an Oscar.
Oh my God!
Now,
how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm not happy.
The most panned
for
movie
what?
Of 2015.
What are they getting? What? So let's really okay. Oscar for worst scene ever.
Oh yeah, you're still
is
not
actually the guy on the guitar on the truck, which is a brand new shiny guitar that came out of nowhere, Worst performance ever, Megan Gale.
Oh, come on.
What did she do?
She slid down a pole.
In the nudie.
In the nude?
in the nudie.
She slid down a pole in the nutty and she looked good.
Or the fact that Mad Max
she got
actually,
run over a minute in. Yes, or 2 minutes
was very convincing when she got run over.
No, she did. And haven't we all thought that we'd like to do that to Megan Gale time to time? But seriously, what about the fact that the least amount of impact in a movie is the guy who actually the story's about? Mad Max. Like, he sat in the back of the car on the front of the truck and did nothing.
Yeah, he barely spoke. He's not a riveting performance.
I think they should give Charlize Theron. It's very hard to say her name.
You don't like it, too.
Especially at 10 to 9.
Especially with AC/DC underneath.
AC/DC underneath. She should have got it for best haircut. That was awesome. That was the only thing I liked in the whole movie. Anyway.
Yeah, I like the reasoning behind that haircut, actually. She said she'd just come off a couple of really high maintenance movies with hair and makeup, and she's got a baby. So she just rang George Miller and said, I think this character needs to be, like, really low maintenance, like no makeup.
No hair.
And just shaved it off.
Oh, good on her.
Good on her.
I love her. Anyway, that's enough of Akadaka. Can't wait to see them Sunday.
Neither can I.
Let us know if you're going to the concert. 0427 join 949.
It's probably the wrong audience, do you think?
Yes, very much so.
Have we turned everyone off today?
Bring back
First
Courtney Barnett.
Exactly.
Things that we didn't get to this morning, I want to make mention about the hoverboards. If you're going to buy one for Christmas, make sure you are well aware that don't plug them in using a, well, they're blowing up all over the place. But you also need a license now too. You're going to have to get exactly the same license and registration or whatever as a car.
Oh, that takes the fun out of it, doesn't it?
Takes the fun out.
Police Especially state. If they, you do all that and then it blows up.
And
how annoying.
Prison officers in India have come up with a novel way to give convicts a lesser sentence.
Yeah, how?
If you train as a yoga master.
Of course they have.
You've got to pass it though. Train as a yoga master and do yoga all the time. Then you can get a lesser sentence off your conviction, which is kind of good.
Don't we need, our ex-cons to be bendy.
Absolutely. What have you got?
I think we do though. I've got this gorgeous story that police were called for a domestic dispute in Sydney recently. They had multiple calls to a Harbourside local area command on the Saturday morning early. It sounded like a horrible domestic dispute. Callers described hearing a woman screaming hysterically, as well as the sounds of furniture being thrown and a man yelling, "I'm going to kill you, you're dead." When police arrived at the address around 2 a.m., they were greeted at the door by a flushed, out-of-breath fellow. The following conversation was posted on the Harbourside Local Area Command's Facebook page. Police, where's your wife? Male, I don't have one. Police, where's your girlfriend? Male, I don't have one. Police, we had a report of a domestic and a woman screaming. Where is she? Male, I don't know what you're talking about. I live alone. Police, come on, mate. People clearly heard you yelling. You were going to kill her and furniture getting thrown around the unit. At this point, the man reportedly became a bit sheepish and admitted, it was a spider. It's a really big one. And when police asked again about the sounds of a woman screaming, the poor bloke replied, yeah, sorry, that was me. I really hate spiders.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.